Happy Monday, Squamish. It looks like it could be a beauty of a winter day today. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross tells the Squamish chief that a ridge of high pressure will continue to strengthen over the south coast today, bringing dry conditions into Tuesday, along with morning fog patches. The ridge will weaken Tuesday night as a weakening frontal wave tries to push eastward across the area with a chance of light precipitation into Wednesday morning, he said. High pressure will rebuild over the south coast later Wednesday into Thursday with dry conditions. Freezing levels will rise to near 2,000 to 2,500 meters today and Tuesday, lowering to about 1,000 to 1,500 meters late Tuesday night along the BC coast. Environment Canada says we can expect a high of 5°C today and a low of -2°C overnight tonight. Avalanche forecast according to avalog.co. Today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include loose wet avalanches and wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is, soft snow at upper elevations will become moist and heavy with rapidly warming temperatures and sun on Monday. Back off slopes as the surface becomes moist or wet with rising temperatures. Rocks will heat up with daytime warming and may become trigger points for loose wet avalanches. Be careful with wind-loaded pockets, especially near ridge crests and rollovers. Sea-to-sky gondola conditions. The sea-to-sky gondola is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Visibility. Mostly clear skies allowing for great views. Rain, snow expected this afternoon. Projected daytime high at summit. 3°C new snow in last 24 hours. 0 cm now base at the summit lodge. 50 cm winds. Calm. Avoid this trail. The district of Squamish is warning folks to avoid Lumberjack Trail after a bridge collapse near Perth Drive. The district is currently assessing the damage and options for bridge replacement. The public is asked to please avoid the roped-off area. Those with accessibility issues should avoid the trail, reads a Muni post on Facebook, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Kumsheva Island, in Haida Gwaii, which hit a high of 10.8°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 6.8°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 5 was Fort Nelson, which was a chilly -29.5°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Kumsheva Island, again, which could reach 8.2°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, which could see a low of -25.4°C today. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 6 is at 8:09 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:29 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its first quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 45.8%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 11:26 a.m. Moonset is at 12 a.m. Tides. High tide today is at 10:23 a.m., height, 4.93 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 5:27 p.m., 2.1 meters. The final tide of the day will be high at 11:14 p.m., 3.51 meters, seawater temp according to seatemperature.info. The water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.1°C based on historical data over a period of 10 years. The warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2024 and was 7.4°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2014 at 5.8°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.4°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple that stood out to us for this week. On January 8, there's Nerd Night at the Brackendale Art Gallery, Cafe and Culture Center, located at 41950 Government Road from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. What's better than to kick off 2025 with learning from three speakers on three fun and varied topics? Asterisk Learning Robots, Rachel plus QT the Social Robot will explore how assistive technology can help bring equity, empowerment and independence to education for neurodivergent learners. Nerve cells, Connor will discuss how neurons, nerve cells, communicate by sending signals to other nerve cells. Cinegraphic vintage lenses, Alex and Daniel will explore how to create magical cinematic videography using vintage lenses on modern full-frame cameras, reads the listing. On January 10th, there's Monster Energy Presents. Ski tour at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Join us for an unforgettable night as the iconic electronic duo Ski Tour brings their high-energy après tour to Trickster's Hideout. Known for their unique fusion of house music, funky grooves, and an unbeatable party vibe, Ski Tour has rocked stages worldwide, from Shambhala to snowbombing. Dressed in retro ski gear, their performances are as visually engaging as they are musically explosive. Don't miss their epic beats and signature snow-filled party atmosphere, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Christmas Tree Disposal. As your Christmas tree dries out, it becomes more flammable. 36% of tree fires happen in January, reads a National Fire Protection Association, NFPA. Post, shared by Squamish Fire Rescue. Here's the lowdown of where to take your real Christmas tree now that the holidays are over, according to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. Squamish Landfill Daily. 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. tipping fees apply curbside collection regular collection days. Place an organics tote. Cut into small pieces. Diameter. Lid must close fully. Scouts Tree Chipping Event by Donation Jan. 11 and 12 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Canadian Tire. Winter tires don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M plus S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 millimeters, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street. No parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street. No parking on West Side. 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side. Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. On Highway 99, southbound, utility work is planned between Callahan Valley Road and Brew Creek Road for 2.8 kilometers, Whistler, starting today, Monday, January 6th at 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Right lane will be blocked. Gas prices. In Squamish today, regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, gas is going for 165.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Esso at 709 Southwest Marine Drive, where you can fill up for 173.9 per liter, according to GasBuddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Kamloops, where you can fill up for 149.9 per liter at the Costco at 1675 Versatile Drive.